and the prophets around. And then the premier has said, our view is that, even as we meet with Mr. Trump, that the patient actually is getting out of a hospital, this time not in an ambulance, but in a family car, and is supposed to be going home. On the 5th of December 2011, the patient was being taken from home into an ICU, and the premier himself has said this morning that now we are ready that the patient is going home, and he or she will receive medication out as an outpatient at home, and that's our view. And therefore, the way forward, therefore, as Mr. Thomas explained, is to ensure that part of it is to ensure that we return, particularly provincial treasury, which is a department that has only itself, is supposed to ensure that it oversees the work that other departments do in terms of spending their budget, spending their money, doing all that is supposed to be done in terms of law of the public, particularly the Public Finance Management Act. And that part of the reason there was intervention in terms of Section 100 was that provincial treasury was emasculated, incapacitated to be able to do the work that provincial treasury is supposed to do of overseeing other provincial departments. So we're retaining it, tripling it with people with skills, and ensuring that it's able to do the work that it's supposed to do of overseeing other departments. And therefore, the way forward points that are there, we agree with them, working together with the Office of the Premier, working together with the National Intervention Team, and all of us working together to ensure that this intervention succeeds, the turnaround succeeds, and that the patient actually reaches home safe and receives medication while he's at home.
Thank you, MEC. But take out the engagement from the start was the articulation, especially since October last year, the recovery plan, how is it articulated to the role players? That was an action. We identified it since it was suppressed. That's why you got an ovation today, Mr. Tom. We recognize also the presence of Honorable Temba, sitting on the far left, also from the beautiful rising province of Mpumalanga. Questions, honorable members, the questions.
Thanks, Honourable Chairperson. Thank you very much for the presentation.
another person to reflect.
Chairperson, allow me then to commend the intervention team on the strategy of coming up with the project management unit. I think I was whispering here to say I wish the outcome of this intervention can be a lesson to other provinces. It was a good thing to be done. So I want to indicate this, the emphasis on monitoring and evaluation of service providers who claim to have done the work, whereas they have not done it. There was a bridge that we visited in Bobo. We're told the bridge is somewhere, where, and we went there. There was no bridge. There was only one tractor, and you see that tractor was long abandoned. And then they were saying, no, there's a strike. The workers are working here, there's a strike. They're taking us to the bridge to see the bridge. So, thank you for putting this. That's why I'm saying I wish it could be done in all provinces. Also, on this project management unit, in housing, there is a problem of sourcing out project managers and the engineers. In terms of the research, they say the engineers are in housing. All the key engineers are in housing. However, it is difficult for housing to get those engineers and project managers. And they were telling us through the provincial week that this raised this at the national level because it's so difficult to get them. However, currently they are also using that they are using them centrally and then do project here and there and there and there, passing them around. However, it is a very it is a problem also to municipalities. And at the end, municipalities cannot do infrastructure work because of the shortages of the project managers and engineers. What I also want to indicate is that what we're doing the monitoring evaluation of the service provider, is there any recommendation moving forward of blaming the service providers that are shortchanging us? Because blacklisting and blackmailing. So that they don't, when they are found, dump their project and haven't paid their full money and they disappear without doing anything. Then they emerge in housing or they emerge in Limpopo. And if they are, they have clean records. Thank you. And the other one is on maintenance. I'm not sure what you were saying, but you're saying there's a problem of maintenance. Somewhere in your presentation, I think I saw centralization of, I think, procurement or something like that. And in how then there's a lesson that also should stand on the housing shared services center, where all departments will send their orders there, and then will secure central. Some of the things that were lessons were the question of orders getting dropped somewhere else. Not responding promptly to different departments about the services that they want. So I'm just raising that to say that we need to recommend it or use it, but also having these lessons that Gauteng has already learned about that. On the public entities, under public entities doing the regression or getting disclaimed reports which are showing no improvement. Also on that, is there any recommendation behind your mind to make them have a turnaround strategy that is implementable so that they don't become serial offenders annually?
Can you assist us in explaining in terms of the data, in terms of the both teachers, workers in health that are identified, I guess also in education, also have them. How does this translate in terms of financial savings? This intervention that we have made here. I know that when we visited over the beginning, there were also some problems around the RAL and DAL, a structure where the board, several problems or challenges were identified in the board. How is this board functioning to address challenges that were raised? I can't remember what they were at that time. But there were serious problems with the board. The PMU, I assume that the province does have a monitoring and evaluation unit or department of some kind that is. What is the relation between the PMU and also the monitoring and evaluation if it does exist in the province? on the five departments on the competitive procurement. I will also propose that the interventions that are outlined here, the procedure manual, operation procedure manual, they should also be extended to other departments involved so that to avoid this department falling into the same trap in the future. And also it will be for ease of monitoring and assessment of the procurement.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm in a little bit of a critical chair. You will remember that in the last visit, it's one before that one, but the Premier told us that they are ready, the administration should be lifted. And today I'm hearing exactly the same thing. But the report that I'm reading from the chief administrator says something different. Almost completely opposite. I really just want to really understand, Chair, what is there that needs to happen. Because if one has to quote the chief administrator says, at this point in time, the level of competence in the CFO's office still needs a lot to be desired. I've tried to quote him verbatim. And there are quite a lot of things, Chair, that is not yet, or they are not close to completion. We have 300 people that are having question marks on their head, and probably because they are involved in corruption and non-compliance, that means they are key officials in those departments, those that are under disciplinary hearings, so on. It's not yet completed. So we have got a group of people that are key in the running of the province, but they are suspended now. And they are for disciplinary hearing. And again, is that we have not replaced them. And no one can say that all of them are going to be fired. But that those that are acting in their positions being taken now on the new procedures, who will continue to do so and sustain the turnaround. The possibility is that all those that have been suspended now that are not being assisted, not taken on the new rules and controls, half of them may come back after the disciplinary. But still with the old man. So this is the thing that are actually creating a problem to me, to really understand that the listing of the administration as it is set, that it is going to be impacted or actually limited by these specific things. And therefore, Chair, is that on the diagnostic report, as it has been said, on the lack of leadership and laxity of officials, I really can't say that we have done any serious progress on that. Because my belief is the people that we are supposed to change, their leadership style, they are outside now on suspension. And if it happens that they are fired, we have not yet appointed the people that must have corrected the leadership style. And therefore, Chair, I really just need to understand, is it a problem that the province can run now with the administrators until everybody is happy that we are on the right track? Because my belief, Chair, is that the minute the provincial administration has actually grasped what is required to be done, definitely there will be just a step for community withdrawal of that. But the level of progress in the different departments does not look to be the same. We are still saying in health there's a lot to be done. Even here in the justice we need to work seriously on the compensation of employees, headcount. Then we're still talking about the rolling out those and all other issues and officials are in the CFO's office. In health there's to question seriously, although that is almost all CFOs in the department. There is a question mark that the chief administrator is saying that they don't have capacity. They are not yet having the correct work ethics. There is still a lot to be done. So these are the things that actually now involves me, can you say. I really failing to connect. To connect the call by the premium to the report that I'm getting. To connect. Thank
you. Yeah, thanks, Chair. I think the intention of this meeting is to evaluate the work that has been done so far by the intervention team. And we have heard what the team has said, that they are outside the ICU, and they want therapy to be done at home for the person to recover. And I think we are the doctor and the specialist. Who has to see that the patient has to be outside the ICU and the therapy that he has to get, and we have to prescribe to the chair. I don't know. I don't want to be prescriptive to Mr. Thomas with the work you have to do. Because I would have loved, maybe, to get a template like this one, to say you had a diagnostic report which tabled all the things. And after that, you have the recovery plan to say this is how we are going to deal with this issue. From there, I would have loved to see the percentage, to say in this area, this is what we have done. And we have achieved 80%, 90%, or 100%. And in another column, it should be, this is not what we have achieved, it's 20% or 50% and so on. And from there, what are we going to do to achieve the outstanding issues? And also, who's going to monitor all this? So that when we evaluate, we are able to see that this is the work that has been done, this is the outstanding, and this person is responsible, is going to do this. And after that, this one is going to monitor all that work. Because, as Honorable Bashir has said, what has been done now, it has been done by and as you have said, there are new recruits who have come into the department. And now, will they be able? That is how do you reconcile the two? Administrators and the new recruits. Will they do the job that we have done in the manner that you expect them to do? How do you put them on board to say this is the line of march? From day one up to this department has to come. So these are some of the issues that I will ask, so that when we evaluate, we are able to say definitely this department must move out of the ICU and this one still maybe they can still remain behind, and there could be people who would be monitoring it. So that when you pull out, we are sure that you don't come back. Because that is what we want. We don't want you, after pull up, you come back again and say, no, it has gone well. So I think those are some of the issues that I want. But the other one is an issue. Under competitive procurement, you label issues of security, non-patient, and medical goods. I just want to check on that. Because if I realize this, these were things that were outsourced. Have you ever thought of saying, how about insourcing them? So that security is run by department, laundry is run by department. You don't have a private company that will give, that will have to take care of security, laundry, patient food, and so on. Because I think if you do that, it will minimize also the cost. Because I think it's a very expensive if you take somebody privately to come and run this. On the issue of PMU, do you have people who have enough skills to run this? Because we can introduce them, but if we don't have people who have expertise and skills, it will also be a futile exercise. So also I would have loved that if we can just get clarity also on that one. Let me just pause.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Firstly, I must also join in the phrase that the passion in which this report was given to us. My observation is that it is the administration is on enabling ground, and enabling ground suggests productivity. And that is why we are going somewhere. We realize that we are going somewhere. It means we have agreed that this administration must really assist us. Now, my fear is that this administration, having done so much, the issue of the staff, or let me say the officials, the issue of those that are suspended. I don't know what can alleviate my fears, because my fear is having to deal with that, and have new people that were not guided or taken through this process might revert what seems to be what we are aiming to have at the end. Which is the outcomes that we expect from this administration. That is my first fear, that they are the capacity, as for instance we have been talking about, the people that surround the CFO that are still going to be looked at, and there was a suggestion, as you mentioned, Administrator, that you are actually asking the National Treasury to assist in the department in identifying such people that they know that they can do the work. Will that not also cause some frictions from the departments themselves, thinking that the imposition of these officials there? Are they being taken through as we speak, that those are the suggestions? And maybe still on that very one, talk about the issue here. We realize that the provincial treasurer was somehow not able to monitor what was happening within the department. As we speak of saying they are from now the ICU, are we saying that the provincial treasury is now ready to take its responsibility and make sure that whatever happens in the different departments, it's something that is going to bear fruit for us? The other issue that I would maybe want to go to is the most troublesome issue of procurement. as you said, you gave the reasons why procurement did not go correctly, relationships and so on, and the suggestion now is the common database for procurement. This common database will be central to procure for all departments, and if that is the case, do we have measures in place to really check the good standing of whatever companies that you shall have put into your database, because that sometimes becomes a problem when you find that the people are being appointed for things that they are not qualified for, and they don't even have clearance, certificates, those things come around. What, how is it going to happen? I just want that clarity there. It's a good suggestion, but my fear is the administration is taking place from a particular level, and now this has got to go to the different departments. That is my problem. Maybe the last question, because some of the questions I think they will be relevant specifically to the departments as we will be interacting with them. The involvement of the local government, because we know that you are working at that provincial level, but the local government sphere also, how do you take them on board on some of the, I just want to give an example of something that you mentioned, like for instance the qualities of the RDP houses. Myself coming from a very rural area and having experience of my constituency where there was shady work done on the RDP houses. When you ask, they will tell you, no, as local government, you are not involved, so we cannot even go and check what is happening. People come from somewhere nationally to come and let people sign, they call it the happy letters and all. And when there are problems, it's only then that they come to us as the locals to say we have problems, and they've already signed those letters and we're not involved there. So this NHBRC that you think will be doing this work, will it be working with the local governments and so on? Let me stop there for now. Thank you.
I think Honorable Chair covered with the headcount. I just wanted to raise the point about the administrator said there's three things in his diagnostic report: leadership, systems, and processes. And the life of the disciplinary hearing pending, I would like to know if the leadership part is covered in terms of what he will recommend to others. Are there people ready to manage to continue? And then I want to ask about the performance management monitoring units and also the CFO support that the administrator referred to. Will it require more staff, more structures, and more budget? Because that was not clear, although it was a good proposal, but I would like to know if it's something new or can be accommodated in the current structure. And then I agree that the essence of this whole collapse, in my opinion, was Treasury that had to monitor the other departments. And I am glad to see the strategy report that turned from the strategy to turnaround, and a lot of information about Treasury itself. So my question is also in agreement with the previous speaker. Is the ability of Treasury there to monitor the other departments? Because that is their primary function. Because they themselves were actually collapsing, and that's why they could not monitor the other departments. And then my last point on the budget is that I believe that I've heard a lot of good things, and it's good to hear the progress, but in essence, if the government, parliament appointed administrators, and it's for them, after the progress report, to give us a recommendation on their mandate that they receive from us and how to move forward on that. I thank you.
Yes, the government appointed the administrators, not parliament.
Yeah. Oh.
Just a correction. What was this?
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. Thank you to the presentation. To you, Mr. Chairman, yours is the lengthy presentation. It's clear that the politicians want this intervention. that's quite obvious. And I trust that you're not being put under too much pressure to do that, despite any misgivings you may have. It's a bit of deja vu for those of us who've been following this process for some 18 to 20 months, 20 months now, because we keep getting told the same kind of plans are going to be put into place. And so I have to agree completely with Honourable Mashida about the misgivings he has, particularly with regard to the disciplinary record which exists in the intervention, or the lack of any real record. Nevertheless, there are some specific issues that perhaps you could give us some reassurance on. For instance, the leases on buildings. I think it was April we were told that this was a serious issue and it was going to be resolved. You're now telling us that this process is now taking place. So some 6 months have passed, but you still can't tell us what these buildings are, or these premises are, what the leases are, who are they leases from, are they connected persons with officials or with politicians. You don't have any specifics for us on that, which seems to be an issue. Well, you yourself reported that it was a major, major issue. Some of my colleagues have mentioned the question of ghost employees. You're saying to me that you've done the audit on one department, or that your contract has done the audit on one department. But what about the other departments of the administration? And even the one department, the report is a draft report, or the can't remember the word you use. And you're not telling us how many ghost employees there are, what the cost has been, what the ongoing cost is, what action has been taken. The question of tribal levies, for instance. There's a glib answer, there was no reconciliation done, now the reconciliation is done. But that doesn't stop the abuse of the account. I can reconcile the account every day. But all I do is I'm reconciling the overdrawing. What actually stops that? Reconciliations don't stop that. And again, that gets back to the point that Honourable Mashida was making, is it's about the people in control as to whether these things are controlled. The airports, or the airport, the GAL, I think it's called, the lounge of the airport is illegally occupied, according to the Minister of Transport. Still, not paying electricity, not paying for water. And yet, surely that's a quick action as administrator you could have taken. Go straight to court, evict the person who's there illegally. How did they get in there? Who gave them the authority to occupy? I mean, these are kind of issues which are not resolved, and yet we're hearing this, that we must recommend or advise, or whatever our role is, I'm not quite sure, that the intervention be lifted. Even at the Provincial Treasury, which has been getting some accolades from my colleagues, hasn't yet finalized a new structure. We're hearing about appointments of senior managers and so on, but the final structure is yet to be decided. Surely, a basic decision like that should by now have been made. Provincial Treasury do not know what their employment structure should be. Mr. Chairman, we've been hearing about these boilers for 20 months. Now we've been told that 38 boilers are being repaired. How many have actually been repaired? None. I'm sad I'm not a patient in hospitals in Limpopo. Because we were told in the beginning that it was at crisis, that boilers were dysfunctional and so on. 20 months later, you're telling us 38 are being repaired. How many have been repaired? Mr. Chairman, I really have a great deal of respect for Mr. Tom and the excellent work he and his team have done. It is an enormously difficult job to go into any organization which is hostile towards you with a mandate to fix it. And so please, this is not my criticism of you as Mr. Tom, but it's a serious, serious misgiving about the pressure to withdraw your intervention. That's what my concern really is. That 20 months down the road, very little systemic changes have really been made. It's easy to turn the finances around. I'm an accountant. You just stop the money flow. It's easy. Then you can get money in the bank. That's not the problem. The problem are the systems and the people in place. Those are the problems. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.
Honorable Elias.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I've got four questions only. The one is in connection with the centralized recruitment of staff. My understanding maybe can be that there will be separate departments who will handle this program. If that is not the situation, can you, Mr. Tom, just elaborate on that so that my understanding can be better of this question? The other one that is that you will review the contracts and only to the top 20 you will review. Now the information here, you do not give the information how many contracts are there in the different departments. So the information is not clear, so that I can understand or we can understand that there are more, say 100 or 200 contracts in the five departments, and or in one department and the other departments. The third one is you mentioned about the difficulties in municipalities. And there are 10 municipalities with a regress of progress. Now what is the current position of those municipalities? And my last question, Honorable Chairperson, is in relation with the skills of staff. The management, the departments, the skills of staff to manage the departments. Can you say to us that the staff will be better off in connection with skills to manage the managerial situation in the different departments? So that is very important for us to just keep the information to the higher forum of us, that is the NCOP, the rest of us, to decide to lift the intervention. Thank you very much.
Mr. Tom, to your team, before there's a perception created that you are under pressure to lift the intervention. Cabinet that will lift the intervention, because cabinet invoked the intervention in terms of procedure. In terms of your analysis, and we are now in October, how do you see what to happen when? There's an action plan for activities, and what must happen when at what date or what month, and then to be completed. And we are now in the final phase of the recovery process. And there's certain gaps. But it is all the questions that we ask. So, and you are here until tomorrow afternoon, when we wrap up, after we've done all the departments. Just for myself.
Thank you, Chairperson, but you nearly checked what I wanted you to ask as well. Chairperson, thank you very much. But please, I wanted also to allude what was said by earlier by my colleagues about the premier and your team. Some of the same premier
you need to ask your politicians, your military, not to say that wanted to cover some of the things, but to talk about reality. I'll put an example. See, the issue of run and gun, it must be treated not on a racial basis, but it must be treated on a basis with a fundamental basis. I'll put an example. When we were there, yes, there were some challenges. Some people wanted to project as if that lady's owning whatever in power, whatever. But we said thorough investigation must be done. Therefore, it means not that lady only, because there are a lot of occupants. Because, for example, that's why I'm saying we must never judge things on a racial basis. How many occupiers which are there, rental cars, what? Therefore, I would recommend that if you check, we must check everything. We must never leave any stone unturned. Because there were some challenges, of course. Because some people wanted to politicize. We're not justifying the issue of that ladies occupying the power. But if you can check all the airports, how many people, how many blacks are owning, how many white are owning? I was just posing the question that to cautious you bring as well. That please, we're not justifying. If there is anything wrong, yes, we must treat it as it is. But further investigation to all occupiers in that airport. Then also, Tom, let me put it like this, I'm not a scientist, but whatever, if I can take it back, the beggar at my medulla of locata and cerebrum, let me remind you something. When we talk about bridges in Limpopo, actually, it was not one bridge which was affected. There were two. The other one, we were told that it was 91% finished. The other one, we were told that it was 80%. And I know that there's something, there was a progress. The one was called SYYM. And they, I'm informed, I was told that there was something done. You should have taken it to the accountant that it was one of the achievements if something was being done. Because when we arrived there, there was nothing. Both of them. The other one, which was 91% finished, the other one was 80%. I mean, the 91% was done, only left with 9%. The other one, it was 80% done, only left with 20%. But when we arrived in the villages, we do have photos about those things. Therefore, that one, I think if there is an achievement, in terms of recovery, Mr. Tom, I thought that you put them in your program of recovery. And then, Utu, what is worrying me, Mr. Tom, I was checking in your presentation on page 5 in recovery. You spoke about accumulated unauthorized of 5 million rands still remains unapproved. You see, what is worrying me, we are from different departments. We don't know what is the real department which is affected, so that we can play a role to assist. I'll put an example. If it's anything towards human settlement, I'll see what to do with human settlement. If it's public works, I must make a follow-up. If it's transport, I must make a follow-up. That we're asking ourselves in terms of introspection, what is the contribution factor which make it not to be, I mean, still not approved. Because some people, it's very easy to say some of these things are not approved, while there are a lot of documents which disappeared. And then also, in terms of accounting of your recovery, you see, the Premier and Mr. Tom, we must never make a mistake which was done, which was also discovered by, I think, the Treasury of National. In terms of big companies, like those big companies which were covered, they were not paying. I mean, in terms of tax evasion, they're not paying. Our concentration was a smaller thing, but with the big guns, I'll put an example. Because another thing which were picked up those days was the issue of the land and the buildings which are owned by the departments, because it might happen, because there are a lot of allegations. For example, some of the lands are being changed to game farms. By whom? Not the small boys, by big chunks. And we keep quiet about those things. That's why you were saying we mustn't leave any stone until a tent. We must check everything if we want to balance by those things. And then to you, Brenda, there was a report, I mean, from your own input, which was very progressive. Because the interpretation from our sectors, it is as if there's nothing which was uncovered. To say that more than 700 people, whatever, and 88 senior management, etc., etc. I think you must help us. Some of the people expose the names. Don't keep quiet, Brenda, so that we can assist you as well. Because also, we know we are fully aware that you got a new team, so that you can assist on that regard. And then, other one, Mr. Tom, may you please help me in terms of your recommendations? Because I was checking from the presentation and also from your recommendation in terms of the governance and the recovery. I'm leaving that recommendation with slide number 2. You see, I'm not yet satisfied about this thing of, I'm not yet convinced about your recommendation of PMUs as well as Visa, the risk management, and NHBRC. Because to me, it seems it will be a duplication. Therefore, why I'm saying that if you check in your preamble on page 2, you spoke about, you said enforce compliance, and you said you wanted to leave if we are pulling out, if the section 100 has been pulled out in hope, but we must empower those people. We mustn't, like the thing which was raised by Mr. Mashila earlier on, or not, Mr. Jacobs, I think, if I'm not mistaken, about the thing of companies, employer companies doing other jobs, people, white people are there. So therefore, if you might clarify us, so that we can know exactly that for how long maybe it can take, because I believe that already there are risk management, already there are people from the NHBRC, and then you propose the PMUs to make that certification. And then lastly, Babu Tom, you spoke about, what is it, I think on page 7, about this thing of Levy's account and everything. And I was checking page 7, that is an achievement. Visa, to one of the pages where you were talking, I can't remember whether it's page 33, when you're talking in particular in the departments which are serving about the public works and transport. Yes, public works and transport. Where you were saying, there is a slight specific when you're saying about this qualified, whether they're qualified or not, then the zero, the nil, and the white. So I was checking on that one, that I'll be very much comfortable if you can do it much about this. No matter how, we are still coming to some of the specific departments. I'll rest my case there.
Thank you, honorable members. We've got 4.5 minutes to get to the chief of the office. The Honourable Premier and his team captured the question, so what's in writing. We're going to suspend the proceedings for now and come back and reconvene at 2 o'clock where the Honourable Premier, Mr. Tom, will respond in the MEC for Finance to the questions. Then General Tramak, we will take you after that. We see you are here with your team. And proceed with the rest of the afternoon. The proceedings is now suspended. So those who stay behind, lunch is... dining, we will go show them where the dining room are, that they can enjoy their lunch. Thank you, all the members.